Take this horse. Named Horse.
You're gonna name him Horse?
Welcome back, everyone. D&D has returned. So last time, you guys did what?
I had to teleport in between this wall and try to bring out a whole bunch of gifts.
Yeah, we were in a dragon's his secret lair.
I gave a whole bunch of gifts.
I got a magic hammer.
Yeah, he died, unfortunately, but he was evil.
And some lightning-resistant armor.
He died as he lived by melting dogs.
Death.
That before.
Yeah, that was the dragon.
and then we journeyed to hopefully find this skull.
Yep.
Yes.
Where we encountered some ghosty dudes.
Why do you need this skull?
You gotta throw it in the chasm.
So we can seal
so
it
we can
off.
Seal up the ancient evil.
Heal the earth.
Hopefully. What if we throw it in there? Summon some demon.
Well then,
I would be very, very bad.
I don't know.
I wouldn't do that. In one of my campaigns, throw something in something and the world ends. That'd be a hell of a thing.
No, we gotta stop it.
Hell of a thing!
Okay, let's start. All right, so you guys came to this ruins where the lizard folk are. There was a shadows blocking the door that you had to fight, and now you are inside.
All right.
So you only see one exit from this room, unless you wanna go down the cliff.
Oh. Or go back out where we came in.
Or go back out where you came in. The stairs, unlike this, go up, and you just see darkness above.
Oh, like Mario 64.
Okay.
All right, Calvin, you scout ahead over the cliff.
I'm good at this.
we have to venture forward.
I want to peer down the cliff and see what I see.
All right, you see fog.
Fog.
So you can't see the ground.
Gotcha. Is it the swamp?
Yeah.
There's much fog.
There's a lot of fog.
What do you see?
Fog.
All right.
What do your elf eyes see?
All right, so we must venture forward.
Torque, you lead.
Okay. Torque leads.
I'll get behind him.
It's really dark.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
You're used to darkness, right?
I
lines
have
and stuff?
Night vision.
You have, said like three times.
You have dark vision?
I don't.
Yeah, where the hell is that at?
I have dark vision at 60 feet.
I have dark vision
I have
as
dark
well.
Vision at 60 feet as well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah?
You just said you didn't.
No, I do. I saw it.
I see okay. Nothing
it's
of
in
dark
Maggie's
vision.
What? I'm gonna see, I'm gonna look forward through the archway.
Roll perception.
You're human, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have normal human vision. So okay. You can't see in the dark.
16. Perception.
Okay, so you're looking, the stairs are sort of cluttered.
Okay.
There's like bones and rubble on them. You don't, like, you look up at the top of the stairs and you can see there's a room up there. You can't see anything beyond it, but with a 16, you do smell smoke.
I smell smoke down here.
Up.
Up. Here.
It's up the steps.
Smoke's coming down the steps, fellas.
Well, let's go up, I guess.
Where there's smoke, there might be skulls.
Or sausage.
Or fire.
Sausage! They can be cooking.
All right, Tork starts going up the stairs.
All right, you start to go up the stairs. You notice those things on the steps crumble and crunch under your feet. It kind of echoes. And then there's another echo, but it's much louder. It's like wood on stone. And very shortly, you see what it is.
Okay.
It is a barrel rolling down the stairs.
Like Donkey Kong. Oh no. Okay.
I've had this experience once before.
Roll a reflex save.
All right, reflex save. 19.
All right. So, as you're on these steps, you are able to vault over the barrel.
Ha ha!
As it goes behind you.
Okay.
I assume you weren't going single file with the stairs. He's not very far up, so you guys can just sort of move to the side.
Yeah.
I think we do have the higher numbers.
Yeah.
But as it hits the bottom of the stairs, and even on the stairs, it leaked something a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And as it hits, it breaks, and like a viscous liquid begins to pour all over the floor.
Looking at it, can I tell if it's like steamy or...
Roll initiative.
Roll initiative?
Yep.
I'm going to say it's some kind of oil. Ooh. Or
eight.
Acid.
Wait, no. 9.
If there's anything that I've learned, it's not to be Shane's the first 12. Time to stick your hand in a viscous material. I don't know if I want to go first on that. It's 20. 12.
You got 20?
I got 16 plus 4.
Oh, gotcha. You have a plus 4 initiative?
I'm 12?
Yeah, my dexterity is high.
Damn.
Dexterity determines a lot.
12. What's your dexterity?
18.
Mine's 14.
My wisdom is 19.
Mine's 10.
I have 10, 18, 14, well, 10, 18, 19, 12, 19, 10.
Okay. I go first.
What is up with tab
20?
The viscous.
You see a, like a glowing rock throne.
From the top of the steps?
Yeah.
Okay.
In your direction.
All right, well, I've been very alert of something coming down towards me. I hope I'm not in its way.
Okay.
Can you...
You dodge out of the way?
Yeah.
Easily. It hits the stairs, and the oil alights. So, everyone needs to roll...
Reflex saves.
It's 15 for me.
It's just a dexterity save, right?
Reflex save.
Reflex. Yeah, I'm sorry. Dexterity save.
Dexterity.
Yeah. I'm in fourth edition. Always.
My heart.
Yeah.
15 for me.
12.
17.
Yours?
12, yeah.
All right, so anyone that got 11 or higher takes 3. If you got lower than that, you take 7.
Damage?
Damn. HP?
Yeah.
Now, with mine, as is igniting, mm-hmm. can I jump and turn to a spider and grab onto the wall?
On your turn.
On my turn?
Yes.
Damn it. All right.
I think that's possible. All right. Because it continues to be on fire is your big problem at the moment. Elora, it is your turn.
I want to do what I just said.
All right.
I want to jump out to get away from the fire. I'm going to climb onto the wall as a spider.
Done. You do so. Is this a big spider or a little
it's
spider?
It's a giant wolf spider. It's medium size, though.
Yeah.
So how big is that?
Like medium is like human size.
I mean, it's, yeah, it's just
yeah.
Like if you were crouched on the ground.
Disgusting.
It's the size of a
it's that big.
Here's the comparison.
Giant spider.
Here's
a
comparison.
That's a prehistoric spider right there.
So it's like us.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's like from Lord of the Rings.
You or me?
Well, it's not Shelob.
No.
It's more like Harry Potter.
The Hobbit.
Gotcha.
Sure. Good what mind. I'm going to do, I want to do that, and I'm going to climb up to the ceiling to get away from the fire.
Okay.
So I can climb up to see what's throwing these things down.
Do you have dark vision?
As a giant wolf spider, I have dark vision of 60 feet, yep.
All right.
And blind sight of 10 feet.
Nice. So you see a lizard folk.
Fucking lizard folk.
Damn it. All right.
I just got to them in the Lost World, too. I'm gonna rewatch.
Nice.
Can I like will he, can you see me or can I like climb up towards him like a, try to get above him? Is there just one that I see?
Oh, good lord. Roll stealth.
That's a 10?
You don't think you're gonna be able to sneak past him. But, so you have 60 feet?
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20.
You can see several others.
Several others?
Yeah.
All right.
You can also see what looks like a doused campfire.
Gotcha.
So they probably heard you, doused it, and
okay.
waited for you.
Is that what this...
That's what the smoke was.
Yeah.
All right, do I see more barrels? Do I see more fiery things?
No,
do I see...
you don't see any more barrels. You can see what was once a great hall. It must have been a place of awe and majesty with brightly covered, colored frescoes layered atop masterfully carved stonework. Now the colors are faded, the plaster chipped and stained, the stonework all but concealed and blackened soot and mold. A number of lizard folk make their home here, sleeping beds of matted reeds. A primitive wall of reeds bisects the room, concealing the far end. So that wall is a reed wall.
All right. So what I'll do is...
Yeah, here.
I usually have my cloak floating around.
Yeah. Because
he doesn't absorb into me. I want to have him turn into kind of this area, like the color of it, like this gray, if it's gray or dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that it kind of helps conceal my spider along the rooftop.
Okay.
Colors.
And I'm going to ready myself so that if they start coming down, I'm going to drop down and attack one.
Wait a minute.
From the ceiling.
So when you've been a bear, you've had a cape too?
Well, he kind of just floats off of me, like
yeah.
off to the side. Not like wearing a cape.
That would
like,
be amazing.
Flowing, but.
Okay, never mind.
Usually I have him float.
Oh, it changed everything, Aaron.
Usually I have him float off of me because I turn into another animal,
yeah.
and I don't know if it can't absorb.
So when I was riding you, when you were a horse, where was the thing?
I don't know. Usually it just floats with me because it flies, and I can't fly.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, all right, roll another stealth check.
I could attempt him to have just like a
with advantage.
Advantage.
Like just like.
Sure.
Can I just wear a cloak all the time whenever I'm an animal? Can you just like?
Be cool. Get a little.
Well, he can like
if it fits you.
He can like flutter in front of you.
Yeah. That's a 5.
Mm-hmm. Advantage.
That's a 7.
Uh-huh.
So 12.
Well, he doesn't seem to see you, but if you get too close, there's a chance he will.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to move. I'm going to try to hold still and just keep an eye for if any of them start to come down.
Okay.
I want to drop down on them.
Well, the stairs are on fire.
Okay. Well, they might not come down.
Maybe not immediately.
I'll wait. That way I can see what they're doing.
Sure. So you wait. The stairs in this room are on fire.
If Calvin's given the telepathic link, I'll make sure to convey down to them what I'm seeing.
Okay.
He's gone for now, and I'm kind of like up.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have vision on them because they're...
Because of upstairs?
Yeah, because they're upstairs. I'm at the bottom.
Do you not? You can't see anybody, right?
You can't see anyone at the bottom of the
stairs. I know that they're up there because I'm talking to him.
You're also on fire.
Yeah. I am also on fire.
So you need to roll...
Can I put myself out? Can I save?
Well, the floor is on fire.
Well,
so you need to be away from the fire before you can not be on fire.
Okay.
But since you started the round in fire, you take a d6.
Okay.
Well, I have danger sense. I have advantage with saving throws.
4.
Yeah, if you're dying.
The entire stairway is on fire? Like I can't stand to the side or anything?
The entire stairway and this floor is on fire.
Okay.
Do these guys speak our language, Rick?
Lizard folk don't... I don't know. They probably don't speak common.
I think they speak kobold or something.
Probably
like that,
speak
right?
Like draconic or something along those lines. Like usually they can.
Damn. So command's out. One day.
Yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee they don't understand common, but they could or could not. I'm not sure.
Fire.
No way to combat just being on fire.
No way to combat.
All right.
So you can go out this door, and there's not fire out there. You can also jump off the cliff.
What's water skin?
Well,
I'm just throwing out the options.
I'm not quite that far gone
yet.
It's
like, naked gun?
All right, I am going to go outside this door because I'm not an up-close fighter.
Okay.
Because why, Calvin?
I'm not an up-close fighter. Okay. I'm ranged fighter. I don't have the armor or hit points
fire!
To do that.
Fire!
Okay, that's
fire!
Really great. I love that a lot.
Shit's on fire, yo.
What's our fairy friend's name?
Resplendent.
Resplendent?
Is she here?
No. You told her to play hide and seek.
Yep.
She's hiding back at the base, I think.
Yep. You've left her unattended after just rescuing her. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Whenever we find her, we'll just be like, guys, that was really good. We've been looking everywhere.
Whose turn is it?
If Volcom is... Oh, so you are out of the fire now?
I am out of the fire.
Go ahead, roll save.
I would like to put myself out of fire again.
Out of fire.
What save? Just basic...
Yeah, 10 or higher, and you're fine.
12.
You're good. You're off fire. Thane is next.
Okay,
So you need to take 1 point of damage.
Well, shit.
From the fire.
Okay. So I'm wondering, should I try to rush through that fire?
It's not on fire up there. So
but I can go where Calvin is.
That would be escaping the fire.
I can go where Calvin is,
but... That's true.
You know, I'm not as effective
at
ranged as he is. And where's Eric?
Behind you, because my initiative is...
Yeah, he's he is on the stairs.
Yeah, Eric and Aaron is above us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
ceiling.
Like up above in the stairwell trying to look.
Yeah, he's on the ceiling of the stairs.
Okay, can I take my water skin and just like Raphael did when he was going to save, the kid?
Yeah,
just put all over myself in my clothes?
Sure.
Okay, to discourage me being on fire and everything else?
Sure.
So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And I think... Boys, I'm gonna rush that fire and face these guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, roll a reflex save.
Okay.
You've doused yourself in water, so I will give you a +2.
It's 11.
So 13?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you only take half.
So I take what, how much?
4.
Okay.
But you are able to run to the top of the stairs.
Okay.
You see a flaming man run past you, Eric.
I recognize it. You're
in your sort of hero's pose after jumping over that barrel.
Okay.
Just put him
there. That's my move. That's my turn, right?
You still have a... Well, yes. You doused it, so you're done.
Oh, dousing counts?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, because you have to take it out, and then you have to...
It's an action.
Okay.
So, Torque.
All right. I recognize the Flaming Man as one of my companions, right?
Yes.
Oh, I get pumped up. Yes! Rage! All
right. You run up the fire.
I follow.
I'm gonna have
a... I just throw him the wall.
All right. Roll reflex, dexterity save.
All right, I get
uncanny sense, which is advantage on dex saving throws.
Roll twice, take the best.
18.
Yeah, you're...
15.
All right, great. So you only take half.
Okay, which is how much?
4.
Man, that's a lot still.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I move up.
Okay, you move up. Have your action.
Am I close enough to get to the nearest lizard man?
Yes, the one that threw the barrel, like Donkey Kong.
I'm going for the barrel thrower.
All right.
Okay, I have my magic axe, and I'm going to be swinging away.
Kill that Donkey Kong.
Okay, so it is
right here.
A 9 plus, my Warhammer is now plus 7. So that is a 16.
That's it?
Huh?
Hits,
okay. D8.
I thought you said, that's it?
Yeah, I thought you said too.
That's all?
I got 8 plus 7. So what the hell is that? Fucking 7.
15?
15.
15.
15, bam!
So this dwarf who is on fire.
Yeah.
Comes running through these flames. You've just gotten to the top. You just see like a thing of fire come through this stairway. And then all of a sudden, the lizard starts like bleeding. You see like blood spray. And it sort of goes into the fire and it sort of sizzles a little bit. You then see the flames pass a little bit and you see that there was a dwarf inside them.
Like right out of the wildfire, Rick.
The lizard is not quite dead, but he is shocked and awed.
Okay. Well, he's gonna be quite dead now. My bonus action.
Indeed.
I'm assuming he's on the ground now, or what?
He's sort of taken aback a little bit. Okay. And is holding his chest. There's a giant gash in it.
I want to do a strike with my hammer, going forward, and I'm gonna push him back, and maybe the next lizard behind him.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that, Shane.
So 10 plus 7, 17 to hit.
That hits.
Hit your chin.
And 4 plus 7, which is 11.
Okay. So you do a push into his chest, and you hear a cracking of bone as his chest cavity just sort of collapses in amongst itself. He falls back. He is on fire. And he goes back to the next guy and sort of hits into him.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy also becomes on fire.
Yes.
We'll take damage on his turn.
Okay.
So.
But the first guy is done.
You're reenacting our last.
Now that you're in the room, you can see
a thieves stream.
A couple more guys.
Couple more, okay.
Back to the lizards. All right. So the guy that's on fire.
You got some kind of like thing where you can blow out the fire?
No. All
right. So so this guy that is on fire is going to just run up at you and try to swing at you.
Okay.
So he has a
excuse me.
What looks like a giant turtle shell on this arm. And then he has a club.
Kill him!
On this one.
He has a turtle shell.
Yeah.
Dude, turtle shell shields are cool, though. Like, I love that the concept. I hate how you gotta get it.
Yeah.
13 AC.
Miss.
Okay. And that's gonna miss, too. So he goes to strike at you, but his vision's sort of blurred in this flame. Mm. His fire is sort of creating this shadow behind you. Looks like you're much bigger than you are. So
like Sam coming up the stairs and hear Thungle.
Yeah. He tries to smack, he tries to bite, but you dodge both easily as you scream into his face, drool caking your beard.
Also catching fire.
This guy, well actually, pretty much the rest of them are going to throw spears. Mm. Javelins, I should say. Do something kind of like this. All right, so Thane, you got a lot of javelins coming.
Yeah,
they don't want to hit their own buddy.
You better get some kind of firing squad.
Dodge and dive.
Fortunately, they don't get their multi-attacks.
It's dodge again, is it?
Dodge, dip, duck, dive,
so they
and
only
dodge.
Get one each.
Yeah, it's dodge again.
So that's a 20 to hit, 20 versus AC.
His AC is 15.
That's a natural 20.
Two.
I must not have rolled that one well enough, because that's another. That's a 16 versus AC.
That's a 15?
Yeah. That's three hits.
He's only 15.
It's 15.
Yeah. He says, well, work on that. Another natural 20. God damn.
What the hell, Rex?
All right. I'll take it.
He's lost his dog.
That's true.
He's going to lose his life.
All right. So the one that isn't a natural 20 does 7 points of piercing damage to you.
Okay.
Jeez.
And the other two does... One does 9 piercing damage.
Okay.
And the other one does 14.
I'm dead. Damage.
You're below zero?
Yeah.
Okay.
He hit zero.
So you were dying. Oh, you're at zero.
I'm at -2.
Okay. -2. So, yeah. Right. So you're down and dying. So the way that's going to work is you're going to have death saves. So on each of your turns, you're going to roll a d20.
God damn it.
And if you roll a 10 or higher, nothing happens. If you roll less than that, you get a strike. 3 strikes and you're dead. But these guys can heal you before that happens.
Yeah.
Doesn't help that you're on fire, though. Because if you get
I'm not on fire anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Christ!
Okay. I'm a cracker!
You're dying, and you're on fire.
But
it's like that fucking that news report. He set himself on fire on his birthday.
They could also come over and end you before any of that happens as well.
Oh, I can call duty.
Yeah. So, that's something to keep in mind.
Call away dying.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they've all gone.
Taking
so
gears.
It's Elor's turn.
All right, come on.
Elor?
All right. Since it doesn't say, I can't use any webbing, can I?
You're like...
Since it's not listed as a spider ability on here.
Like that old guy from the last episode of Vikings.
Saying something cool and
I would assume.
Okay.
I mean, you inspired me.
I know, but I think you're allowed to.
I'll look it up.
Then they threw all their javelins at you.
Yeah, giant wolf spiders don't have webs.
Damn, okay. I wanted to
This is weird.
Yeah, I wanted to crawl over top of one and like
Spider-Man
come down and grab one and take him back up.
You should wrap me up like Frodo and take
They don't have webs as an attack. Like you can spin a web, but you can't use it as like a
I want to crawl like above like
hunting.
One of these guys.
Uh-huh.
And like drop down with a spider web. Like not attack him, drop down and like grab him. And do an attack and then pull him up into the air. Like back up.
Sure.
Can I do something like that?
Absolutely.
Like I'll choose the Should I choose the closest one, or should I go to, like, this guy?
So this one's on fire, otherwise they're the same.
I want to go for one of the javelin guys.
I'd probably go to the... Oh, okay. I'm going to say the close one so it doesn't go over and end the air.
Yeah, well, I mean, all these are javelin guys.
We'll
so,
go before they go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come heal me first.
Yeah, who can heal? I can't heal.
I mean, everyone should have at least 2 good berries.
Yeah, we have good berries.
Okay.
I try to, every time, make sure I trance good berries, trance, redo my spells. That way we all have good berries for 24 hours.
Shane have good berries?
If he's unconscious,
he can't
though,
feed himself.
He'll
need someone to put it into his mouth.
You could take out Dumb and Dumber from my mouth and go, berries are good.
Berries are good.
So should I do the closest one?
No, do one of the javelins.
Well, they're all javelins. Let's
do one of them.
I'll do this guy over here.
Okay.
Is that okay?
You're going to do him?
I'm going to crawl. I want to crawl over there. I want to, like, drop down with my spider web.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, like, come up behind him while he's, like, throwing javelins.
Mm-hmm.
And then wrap my legs around him.
Roll stealth first.
Rolls.
With advantage. So you have your cloak, right?
Yeah, my cloak. That's a 4. Damn, man.
Come on.
All these rolls have been so rough.
Hey, 4 20s in a row.
Doesn't have a 4!
Okay.
Jesus.
It's like a 10.
So you can still do it, but you don't have advantage on the attack.
Okay. Alright. Will the attack be a grapple? Is that how it will work? Or do I use like the bite? I have the bite.
So you want to grapple and then bite, right?
Can I like grab him and bite him and then
sure.
like pull my webbing back up?
Yep. So his strength is a +1. Okay.
Strength is a spider.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, what's it mean when it says I have fire clothes?
Fire what? Clothes?
Ooh. Fire
Ooh,
clothes.
Can I look at that?
Or cloths.
Can
clothes
I
those.
I know it's an 11. It was a 19.
That's why you need different dice.
No, they're elven dice.
I don't know.
No, we'll just ignore it, but it's in Maggie's handwriting.
Yeah.
Fire clothes.
I don't remember.
Get your damage back.
I rolled a 19.
Okay.
Plus whatever my plus is.
+1 okay. for strength.
So 20.
All right.
Oh, it's fine clothes.
Fine clothes.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes, sense. That makes so much more sense.
It really
I swear
does.
It does.
All right.
It's like, I'm impervious.
So you grab.
Okay.
And you pull him up.
Yeah, I pull him up. Sure. Do I bite him now or no?
Yeah.
So I roll again for bite.
Yep.
Like that one guy.
Which is a 19 again!
Okay. You hit.
Good. Okay, so this will do a 1d6 piercing damage.
Okay.
Which is 4, so 5.
Okay.
And then he must succeed at 11 constitution saving throw.
Fail.
Okay, so he takes 2d6 poison damage.
Is this ongoing or just this
well,
once?
This is only 14, that's, so
here's a 16.
8?
Yeah. 2d6 poison damage on a failed save, half as much on a successful. If the poison damage reduces the target to 0 hit points, the target is stable but poisoned for an hour.
Oh, like
even
shield.
After regaining hit points. And is paralyzed while poisoned in this way. So.
Alright, so he's not dead.
Alright.
He's pretty hurt. So yeah, you guys see this spider come down. Well, first you see a spider appear as it comes down.
Yeah, okay.
It grabs on this thing. Brings him up, and it starts like, and you see this lizard folk just freaking the fuck out. Ah, trying to bite at the leg.
Mumpy?
Not happy.
Just stick him to the wall so he just dangles there, and we can hit him like a pinata later.
That'd be great.
Vulcan.
Alrighty.
There'll still be fire.
Yes.
Still be Thane.
Your little,
You still need to save him. That's what you should do. Good Barry.
He's by the window, though.
You're, I'm
outside.
Your little fire dude. Can you cast spells through him?
That'd be cool. Just say yes when he asks questions.
Did someone ask if you're a god?
I'm not sure. Because I don't have him either.
Like a mini?
Well, I had a card, didn't I? Like a character card thingy?
Yeah. It's not. You don't have it?
You didn't put it in your book?
Nope.
But it would be the. Like the feet or the. Like the warlock thing that tells you whether or not you can cast through. I can look it up.
Is it going to look up to me? Okay, good. No, I'm going to you now.
I can forego one of my actions to have him do an action, like an attack action. I can.
I tried.
Can I just order him to cast a spell if he knows it?
He didn't have a choice. I had to get out of the fire.
Yes.
Okay. What spells does he know? I guess is the question.
Fucking burn, heal, and wind.
Well, let's see.
I keep my dice on the 20 up here, so it gets used to being high.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably do that. That might help.
All right. Maybe it gets bored of being high, so it's trying to roll out.
He has.
Have you told me?
He has like a fire touch attack. It's plus 5. It does a d4 plus 3.
You're no fan of mine.
And they must do a saving throw or take more fire damage.
Okay.
11, reflex save, or 3d6 fire. Well, 3d6 fire, they take it all on a failed save. They take half on a successful one.
Okay. So that's what he can do as an attack?
Yep.
Okay. I guess I'll try to... I'll do expeditious retreat on myself.
Okay.
So I can run through as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And hopefully not catch as much fire.
All right. Roll reflex.
Reflex. Is that dexterity?
Yeah, dexterity.
Okay.
Yep.
17.
Okay. So let me take half.
17 plus.
17. Flat 17.
Oh, you don't get a plus?
No. My plus is 0. It used to be minus 1, so this is an improvement.
Well, good.
you only take 2.
Yes! Alright.
Damn.
Yeah, it's good. That took so much.
So you guys see Volcom run up these stairs at superhuman speed. The fire sort of whooshes behind him.
Wake vortex.
Whooshes
behind. Yes! Yeah,
whoosh around them, get them on fire.
No, I didn't catch on fire. And then I would like to... as my action, I would like to, can I do good berries and healing hands, or can I only do one?
Oh, you can do both.
do none of them.
I mean,
three.
You have healing hands?
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, what does it say? Is it an action? Is
I can touch to give my level and hit points.
You could just do that and still bring them back up. And it'd probably be more. Good berries just give one health.
Yeah.
So
I was just trying to give him everything I can.
Is that negative 2?
You would need to give him like 3 to give him 1 hit point, I think, right? And being negative 2?
Yes.
Do I need to stabilize him first?
No. Okay. If you heal him, he will.
Okay.
You could stabilize him instead, but I would recommend healing.
I'll just do healing hands then.
Okay. How much does that do?
4. So if you're negative 2, you're at 2.
Okay.
Right?
You're up to 2.
That's your hit points.
No, my level in hit points.
Damn.
That'd be a crazy thing if it was his hit points.
Well, hell yeah, that's why I was like, hell yeah, man.
Just give you 16 hit points?
Roll.
No, that's way OP.
All right, so Thane begins to cough on the ground, his eyes open.
Oh, laddie.
Thane, you see a dwarf that is on fire, fighting a lizard that's on fire, a spider that has a lizard up into the sky and is biting it, and Volcom seems to be moving very quickly.
You must be dreaming.
I've done nothing, and I've died.
All right, Thane.
Okay.
You were dead on the inside last.
Can I? Is there a... I do have yourself. I do have a healing potion.
Well, you also have lay on hands. I'm sure you didn't use it, have you?
Yeah, you can lay on hands yourself.
You could lay on hands you.
Well,
you
can take the healing potion.
How much does healing potion do?
I think it's 1d6.
It's your hit die, so it's one hit die.
Oh, is it? Okay. Can I do that and healing potion? And lay on hands?
So lay on hands is an action. Use an object.
I can do...
No, a potion will be an action.
Okay. Yeah, so you might as well lay on hands because you'll get more health from it.
Okay, I shall lay on hands myself.
Okay.
All right.
He's going to lay his hands on
so
himself.
So what is it again, Calvin?
That's how you do it?
Yeah, that's just how you should do it.
It should be one of these, right?
No, it's not. It's on a sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same spot. He has it every time. He does it.
Right here, lay on hands. There it is. It's my level times 5.
Okay, so you have...
So for me...
20.
Yeah.
So you can use all 20 now, or you can save some.
What do you guys think I should do?
I don't even know what your max... What's your max hit points? If your max hit points is lower than what you can heal, I wouldn't use it all.
His max is 35. He's at 2.
Yeah.
So he could easily take
you
it all.
You could do 20.
Just do all of it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it all.
Or you could save right, some
you're
for
22.
Me.
Make sure you keep track of how much you have left.
Oh, I'm
16.
Which is 0.
So he has 0 lay on hands points.
Yeah.
But he has 20.
It recharges, right?
Yeah, but not in this combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to rest or something.
Do you want
to
stand up?
I think I should. Is that... Yeah. And I can also do Divine Smite now, can I?
No.
No, that's an action.
Fuck.
That's an action.
What's the other thing I can do, even when I did an action? Vow Enemy. Choose a creature within 10 feet and advantages on attack rolls for 1 minute.
All right, so that's either this guy or this guy. The one fighting Eric or the one in front of you?
The one in front of me.
Okay.
Sorry, Eric.
It's fine. I'll be fine.
I figured he's engaged, so.
All right.
And Tork. Put a ring on.
Okay, there is a guy right in front of me.
Yep.
He doesn't like it.
I will be attacking.
Okay.
And I am raging still. Yeah.
This guy's also on fire.
13 plus... 7.
That hits.
20. Okay, so then it's going to be my D8. 5 plus 7, which is 12, plus 2, because I didn't do that last time, but plus 2, so 5, 12, 13, 14.
You strike at his knee, you strike at his face, his neck turns at an impossible angle, he rises no more.
Mm. Okay, and then I will... use my movement, and I'm in a rage. I saw my friends dying and stuff. I'm just pissed off. I'm going straight for the three guys in front of me.
Okay.
I go for the middle and use my second attack.
All right.
15.
That hits.
Plus 7. Okay, and then 3 plus 7, which is 9, plus 2, which is 11.
All right, you strike at his arm holding his shield.
Yep.
You hear a shatter. The arm hangs limp, but his mouth still growls at you.
Gotcha.
The lizards. All right.
I'm assuming I'm going to aggro them.
Good.
Yeah.
How's your health? Is your health okay?
I'm at 29.
Out of?
And I have a 16 armor class. Out of 36.
This opens.
Uh-oh.
Not open. Fuck.
Ah.
What's that? More Ludmen?
Yeah.
They're bigger,
more
too.
More Ludmen.
That one has a trident.
No,
Ludmen! They're coming!
I'll trust my spider to do something. Wait, whip it up!
I
figured you'd be a spider all the time.
Why?
Because of Spider-Man.
Yeah, but he's not that great. Not
we
this
know.
Spider.
All right, so let's do
just
these
like
ones
Spider-Man.
First.
Yep.
They all have javelins, and they're going to stab you with them.
Okay.
Attempt to... Let's see, that's a 15 versus AC.
Fail.
And a 10 versus AC.
Fail.
And a fail. All right.
So they all miss.
Ha-ha! Oh, but they only get two attacks.
Oh!
Yay! 16 versus AC.
I have a 16.
Less and less. All right, so...
One hit.
So you are dodging these javelin thrusts.
Yep.
You're doing a great job as these two come in at bites, but unfortunately this one just catches your arm.
Okay.
And you take 3 points of piercing damage.
Well, I also would take half of that because
yep.
I am resistant to damage right
two
now.
Points.
So
you take two.
2 points, okay.
I figure you like that guy on resistance.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
And then I celebrate, ha-ha, and then he gets me.
Ah. All right, this guy tries to break out of the grab. Roll strength, so it's a plus one.
18.
All right, you keep him.
I almost want to let him go. He'll fall. Ah, get hurt.
How high is the ceiling?
I don't know.
This ceiling is pretty high, actually. It's 20 feet high.
Oh.
This is a grand, was once a grand room.
How much is fall damage?
I
just pick them all up, just bite them and drop them all, you know?
Isn't it like D10 per 10 feet?
I think
feet?
It's a D6 per 10 in this.
Okay.
Damage is a little less. It used to be a D10.
Yeah, it used to be.
These guys are throwing javelins at the spider or the dude. Doesn't
javelins
really
they have.
Matter to them.
Huh? Okay.
Javelins do they have?
Well, these are different guys. They just came out.
Yeah, these are different guys.
They're fresh.
Okay. Hell, so I got four.
They might hit me or him.
Me too.
It'll be a 50-50.
Yeah, fresh.
All right, so...
Can we get some meat?
Low is them and high is you. So one is going to hit him. And the other one might hit you.
Okay.
He definitely hits that guy. And then he misses you.
Okay.
So lucky for you. All right, so... Javelin comes... You spin around, use the guy as a shield, goes right into his chest, he stops squirming.
Yes.
So, unless you want to throw him at someone.
Throw him at someone!
I was thinking about like, hold him, like, swing a little
bottom
bit.
Like that!
Throw him at one of those guys.
Yeah.
Good thing there's
they can't
no
come out.
Over penetration.
This guy is going to step back and throw a javelin. That's my range, 30 feet. 15 to hit.
Hits.
7 points of piercing damage.
Change you.
All right.
Elor.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, so I'm holding this dead guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to, can I swing a bit and throw him over at these guys maybe?
Sure.
And then web it up. Bomb web it.
I don't know how much I can web anything, really. That's not like an attack I have, you know?
Roll a dex attack, so +3.
Just, if you're creative, Rick will be appreciative and allow it.
I've always noticed that.
You should ball him up inside a web like those poor...
I don't have that much time.
Like those poor Victorian soldiers against the Martians.
16, that's three.
The ball.
So that hits. We'll say it does 2d6.
Okay. You mean to roll 2d6?
Yeah.
It's a terrible way to die.
5, 6, 7.
So it... Hits this guy and also knocks him prone.
Yay!
Is that will that be my attack then?
Are you still up on the wall?
Yeah, that's your attack, but you can still right. move.
Let me move over here above these three guys.
Okay.
So I can help there.
Volcom.
I bought some time over there.
Yep.
I would like to cast Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
That's the one I want. On this guy.
Do you have your spell slots? Sorry, which guy?
This guy.
That guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll anything?
It's not a save or anything.
Okay.
It's just I hit or I miss.
All right, do it.
12.
Versus AC. Is a miss. That is a miss. It explodes into the reeds behind him. It creates a big hole.
Any fire?
More come out.
No fire.
Darn.
But you don't see anyone else back there.
Good.
These are reeds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like a reed wall. Mm. All right, Thane.
I want to use Bane.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the fang necklace I have from Mercury instead of my little other necklace and use that for a drop of blood.
All right.
Okay, so up to three creatures of your choice that can that you can see within range must make charisma saving throws. Whenever a target that fails this saving throw makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target must roll a d4
and minus
and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
All right, do you want these three fighting Eric, or do you want to spread them out?
I think I'm going to do the ones fighting Eric.
Okay. What's your check I have to do against? It's on your second page. Third, yeah, it's in the
14.
Upper right.
14.
Fail. Pass. So these guys fail. And we'll take a minus d4 when they try to hit.
Okay.
Do you want to move?
Yeah, I want to get up. Well, 15. Shit. Every time I get up, I end up getting killed. I do something crazy, too, like what happened earlier, what happened to Mercury. I want to go up there by Eric.
Torque. Let's see. I'm going to... do my initial attack on the guy in front of me, who's the guy I attacked first last time.
Yep.
And I got an 18.
That hits.
1 plus 7 plus 2, so 10.
Okay. You swing at him, you hit his lower jaw, it goes flying. He's not dead. But he can't bite anymore, so that's nice.
That is nice. Bonus action against him.
Okay, same one.
Do I need to... do I have to hit again?
Yes.
4 plus 7.
Miss!
11, damn.
All right.
Now I can still take my movement, right?
Yes, you can. If you move too far away, they'll get opportunity attacks.
That's what I mean.
They get a chance to attack you.
Yeah, so you can withdraw 5 feet.
Yeah.
But if you move more than that, they all try to stab you as you run away.
Okay. Aaron, you're right above us, right, technically?
Yeah, I'm up above, like, here.
Okay. I won't move then.
Okay. Lizards! Well, this guy stands up and throws a javelin at Volcom. Rolling a 14 versus AC.
Hits.
Okay. So you take...
Which guy threw it?
5 points of damage.
The guy that I knocked prone.
Oh, okay.
Stand up.
Gustbill or Burning down there?
Is he back at base?
Yeah, he's back at base.
Oh, okay, I forgot.
Yeah, he's running things.
I'm always assuming he's just watching.
guy behind can't throw, but he's going to move. So, 5, 10, 15, 20. He'll throw one of Vulcan, too. The 15 AC.
It's
6 points of piercing damage.
What was the first damage again?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
That's why he says it.
I think it was four.
Four and then six.
Sorry. Had a bunch of numbers running through my head.
All right, so this one that can only attack Torque.
Yep.
Rolls a natural one.
Ha ha, he died.
Don't forget about the -4 on those two.
Yeah.
Or -d4s.
Yeah. He's going to try his bite, which probably hit even with the -4. We'll see. So that's 16 plus 4 is 20. So yes, it's going to hit you and do 7 points of piercing damage. You take half, so it is 4. That one can't bite, but can stab. Rolls 54, 13, 17 to hit.
16.
Yep. Okay. I'm square to the table.
5 points of piercing, so you take 3. And this one's going to attack Thane. Natural 20.
Woo-hoo. What do you want me to do?
10 points of piercing damage.
Is he the one who it failed on?
Yeah.
Cocksucker. Oh. Never mind.
So he stabs you in the side. Doesn't feel great.
How many do you have?
5.
I'm at 6, so. Could really use my lay on hands right now.
That's.
You both could.
Wait, this guy hasn't gone yet.
Has he?
I'll move in and try to stab the paladin. Why not? Everyone else is doing it.
Party
he misses.
Party.
But he bites.
Rick loves, back when we were playing before, he loved downing people. Maybe they didn't die, but they were downed and they could have.
15 versus AC.
I think we had 3 or 4 characters.
15
hits.
Good hits. 8 points of piercing.
I'm down.
All right, so he goes to stab. You dodge that, but then with a sudden swiftness, he lunges forward, bites at your neck. Blood goes everywhere. Torque, you're covered. You're not sure whose blood it is, yours, your enemy's. Thane is down. Again.
I'm doing my best.
Elor.
I've taken out a bunch.
I'm trying to kill things.
What do you get through a ceiling? Just.
Well, he's doing more than you are. Thank you.
I killed a guy. I prone a guy.
Oh, I know. You missed.
I want to drop down here.
I woke him up.
I don't know. I don't, well, I'm I don't down know. Again. I want to try my same method I did before. Does flanking work in this system still?
Yes.
Because I'm hoping that's a flank.
Yep.
So I can drop down and get an advantage to try to, like, attack him there. Or plus two or whatever it is.
Shane.
I want to attempt my same thing of grabbing him,
okay.
pulling him up, and biting.
With how long rounds are in the game,
you're
like, they're supposed to be
grab.
6 seconds, you got up and you
is
were, like,
two?
Three quarters healed. You ran over there,
two?
Got stabbed again,
yeah.
and you fell down
plus
all in a matter of, like,
one.
8 seconds.
One. Plus, if
yep.
I don't know, flank gives me any benefits there.
It definitely discourages hand-to-hand.
Give me a plus
I mean,
two.
Like, well,
you
toe-to-toe.
So
you have
two,
range,
four,
like
five.
Like a package range weapon.
Five?
It's better than...
Five?
I think it's five, then.
All right, we tied. Let's do it again.
It's another two. I get the same thing.
I win this time.
All right. Can I just bite him, then?
Sure.
I'm using green. 17.
You hit.
Plus two or whatever. So, it's a... Two damage, and then the poison. You have to save against a DC 11.
I save?
So you take half of 9.
So 5. You see a spider drop down, bite that lizard in the butt. He turns around. He's gonna try and bite the spider. So you're like eye level, right?
I'm gonna be hanging there.
Yeah, okay.
Staring at it.
Vulcan. Administer retreat through the fire. You'll be
no.
safe.
That's my flank.
If I go through the fire and I don't save, I'll be down.
Eat your good berries.
Kill someone.
They hit one hit point.
I need like is 10. It a use item?
It's an action.
Fucking good berries.
Hey, there's some, okay?
I'm not hungry. That's as much as they do.
Because everybody's some.
Naruto would have used it.
Believe it! Fucking...
Yeah, I really don't know. Like, I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to think on, like, when it's not my turn, but I don't know what to do.
I mean, you could run up and pop a good berry in his mouth. That'll bring him conscious.
And then I'm vulnerable to attack.
Well, I mean, you got attacked last time back there. Twice. You might bring him back to life. They'll attack him. You'll be
yeah,
fine.
But back there, I was vulnerable to just throwing attacks. Up there, I'm vulnerable to attacks.
I have -2, so it only bring me to -1.
Melee and bite attacks.
No.
Your javelins are
so does it count as zero and it just gives you one?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that just counts as to when you die kind of thing?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you could be like -12 and it'll go to 1.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's still good. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gives everyone a chance to be able to revive somebody. But if he hits that dead, he's dead.
The one in front of Torque is really hurting. Bad. Super bad. This guy also not great.
I can't even see that guy.
A guy here, a guy here.
I saw that guy because his massive pauldrons.
But... the one Aaron hit isn't...
He's not very hurt.
Yeah, he's...
Dang it, Aaron, do more. Turn into a fucking bear. Flank.
I am flanking.
Flank harder.
But if you want to take like out that guy to just free up the barbarian...
He's best used fighting. Doing his multi-attack thing.
They can't damage you if you're dead. If they're dead.
It's true. Dude, kill him. Don't do comprehend languages or some shit.
Fucking don't make me regret this, Shane.
Calvin immediately regrets.
Give him a good berry.
All right, you're at one, Shane.
Okay.
You're at one HP.
One HP.
And it's your turn.
It's my turn? Okay. That doesn't hinder...
You have to stand up. So you have to spend a move action to stand. Fortunately, they don't all get opportunity attacks for that.
Okay.
It's his turn now?
Yeah, it's his turn.
So I have to stand up, and then I, out of that, I can't attack, whatever?
No, you can attack.
Your standing is a move action.
Oh, okay.
You can't move away.
Yeah.
Like you're there now.
Like a bitch.
So stand up and attack him.
Don't move away like
stand
a
up
bitch.
And attack him, and then when you go down, Calvin put another good berry in your mouth, and you
give
stand
me your
up
berries,
and attack him again.
So I have something.
No, when he's dead, just grab him. Grab him from him.
That's
mouth.
Another action!
Well, you just, no, I mean, you grab yours, you just grab his and put him in the mouth.
Yeah, but I don't know where he keeps him.
I have a pouch that said good
couches.
Berries.
Okay.
Ask him, good
him,
on.
Right. Ask him now yeah. while he's alive. It's a free action to talk. Where are your good berries?
Telepath.
Yeah.
So the one directly in front of Eric is in real bad shape.
Kill that one. It frees me up to attack two more.
Please do something.
Just damage anything.
Okay, I'm going to just do, I feel like it's time to use hardcore stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was that the first time you went down.
I can use attack and divine smite, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you divine smite after your attack.
I'd use like your great sword, which is a plus six.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to attack with my great sword, the one in front of Eric.
If you're going to divine smite, that's going to be wasted. Because he's almost dead.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on Divine Smite, I would hit the fresh one.
Yeah.
So I mean, I was going to do that and then do Divine Smite on the one.
You Divine Smite the one you're hitting.
Yeah, you Divine Smite the one
you
that
can't
you
can't split the Divine Smite. Oh,
damn, really?
Yeah.
No, you can't make two attacks out of one.
You're fighting with your sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're attacking something and you're adding
a smite. I do
that,
and I go through him, and I go to the guy next to him.
No, you don't have cleave.
All right. I will just do the one in front of me.
Okay.
So I'm going to use my great sword and then Divine Smite.
All right.
Okay.
Hit.
So you don't have to say Divine Smite until after you hit.
Yeah.
So you know you're not spinning it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't waste it until you know you.
She rolls a one. Calvin immediately regrets.
So he has 18 plus six.
That hits.
Yeah. And then I hit 7, I think, on each of these.
So 14.
That's your damage plus your Divine Smite.
Yeah. And what's your plus? 6 plus 4.
Yeah. So 14 plus 4.
So 14 plus 4?
Those aren't 2d6s.
You gotta roll 2d6s.
Damn!
D10s.
Son of a bitch.
You can't roll a 7 on a 2d6.
It's your first problem. But the good news is, you do get 2d8 with your Divine Smite.
Okay.
So that's 7 plus 4.
Yep.
So
11. And 2d8.
2d8.
Wow. Those two, I guess.
That's,
so 11 plus...
17 in total.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
11 plus 7?
Right.
16.
He was at 11.
11 plus 7 is 18.
Or,
yeah,
that's right.
18?
18, yeah, 18.
Just add them all up and add his pluses.
And that's all your multi thing.
Oh, he told me to do it.
Ain't saving time.
You have to be able to glance at dice and add them up.
You gotta be able to add. That's a thing.
All right, well, doesn't kill him, unfortunately. But he is smited. Divine energy. Goes, strikes, he has this terrible gash in his chest, but he keeps screaming, because these guys don't give a fuck. Torque.
Okay.
Attacked me.
So what you could do if your attack's hit is you could hit the guy in front of you and then the guy in front of Shane and take out two of them, possibly.
Yeah.
Because the other guy's dealing with a spider.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
And they're right in front of me?
Yeah. It's that guy and that guy.
Are both within...
You can hit both.
You don't need to move to hit them.
Okay, I will do so.
All right, the one directly in front of you first, the severely wounded one.
All right, that is an 8 plus 7.
15.
Hits. 6 plus 7.
He's dead. Yeah, okay. He had one hit point.
All right, one, okay.
He's a minion.
No.
One. If Shane would have divine smited that guy.
17 plus 7, that assuming
hits.
It hits.
Yep. And this is the one Shane attacked, right?
Yes.
7
now
plus...
he's dead.
Okay, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and then I'm going to move.
Okay.
To next to the guy that's next to Shane, and scream at him, and hopefully he maybe aggroes towards me next.
So that's only 5 feet, so the other guy doesn't get an attack of opportunity.
Yep.
The lizards.
You hear him running. Rah!
Yeah.
All right, so one's gonna fight against a spider. He gets 2 attacks. So the first one is going to be a 12 to hit.
Oh, it misses! Ooh.
And the second one is a 15.
That hits.
So he misses with the javelin, but he hits with the bite and does 4 points of piercing damage.
Okay. Damn. I hate when it's like that and then it just goes back up in.
Break the lead.
Or it spins around in there.
Well, like you go to right and it just pushes back up in there because it's so tiny.
This guy throws a javelin at Torque.
Gotcha.
15.
Miss.
This guy throws a javelin at Vulcan. 8 versus AC.
No!
Ha ha! This guy stabs, well...
Come on, I was yelling at him.
Yeah, all right.
Come on, all right.
He'll stab at you and bite. He misses the stab. He hits the bite with a natural 20.
Okay.
So...
Bite. I'm good.
You take 7.
So half, that's 4?
No, 7 is the half.
He's half.
7 is the half.
Okay. You take 7. As he bites into your shoulder.
Oh, he's gonna regret that one.
You taste smoky.
They think they don't give a fuck.
Smoked dwarf.
Elor.
All right. For this guy, I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna attempt my grab, bite, attack, and pull myself back up in the air.
This guy. Okay.
Which is gonna be a...
I got a 15.
Damn. 10 plus 1, so my grab fails. I'll just do my bite. Damn. It rolled up and rolled back down. It's gonna be 7. I don't know what I plus, if anything.
Plus 3.
3. So 10.
Miss! Damn. Vulcan! You live!
Alright, I'm gonna Eldritch Blast the guy that's threatening me.
Do it!
Please be...
Miss!
Thane!
I didn't get to say
good. One spell slot left.
Please be good. You ignored me.
Put in jail!
So you're right next to a guy that you can attack.
I've been rolling above 15. That's the first miss.
Isn't he almost dead?
That guy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh no, Eric killed the one.
Like, none of these guys have been hit except for this guy.
No, this guy got hit by you throwing a body at him.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he ran past.
Oh, you're right.
That guy did.
Yeah,
one of those.
You're right. It is that guy. So yeah, he's fresh. So hit him hard.
Yeah, both these guys are fresh. This guy got hit once by me. Took like 6 or 7 damage.
You could also.
This guy took like.
How many creatures are there?
The fall damage was.
It's like.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's like 7 or something. Yeah.
What do you currently have?
I have 1.
You might want.
I want to move back and just use range attacks.
Use your crossbow.
That's what I was thinking, but I hate that thing. It sucks.
Well, get a better one.
You gotta be careful in the way you move because you're gonna get opportunity attacks if you try to get away.
If you go too far, yeah.
Yeah, I mean you only get like
you get 5.
You can go to here as far as you can get away.
Yeah,
but you know he's probably not gonna. That guy's not gonna choose you over the barbarian. These guys maybe. Now you can also move and then move again. You just won't get to attack. So you can like shift away. And then get, you know, way over here or...
How far away?
Into the fire.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah.
It's a good hiding place.
Or go light your crossbow. Bolt. Set on fire. That happens. In fantasy.
Okay, I'm just going to move away.
Shift away?
Shift?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shift.
And then what?
Can I use a poison arrow?
On your crossbow?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a D6. Plus 2. 10 and 1.
10 and 1.
10 plus.
10.
Oh, 10 plus 2. I'm sorry. So it's 12. No. Oh, 10 plus 4. It's 14.
Miss.
Oh, all right.
I'll miss.
What's your way now?
Torque.
Damn. Okay. Guy in front of me has taken no damage.
No
right?
damage.
Okay.
At least.
Blast.
Let's see.
Yeah, you lose that poison now. Fucking.
You might be able to recover it after the battle.
But you don't have it right now. Make sure you try to get it back.
Yeah, I'll just attack in front of me.
Okay. Make it so.
That is a 14 plus 7.
Hits.
That is a 7 plus 7, 14 plus 2.
19.
Yep.
19 damage?
No, not 19 damage. It was 7 plus 7.
Okay.
So which is 14 plus 2, 16. Which is 16.
16 damage.
Okay. Got it. All right. You have another attack, right?
Yep.
He's not dead.
Again, 3 plus 7.
That is going to be a miss. So he blocks that hammer, his turtle shield. The shields also have like tusks on them.
Nah.
So they can zoom.
Oh, not like that.
So they have three attacks.
I have a question.
Yep.
He's biting onto me, right? Does it like stay there like during my turn that he's biting?
I mean, he doesn't have you grappled. Yeah. Per se, but we could flavor it that way.
I was just gonna say, like, if that did happen, I wonder if I would be able, like, because we're doing that, I could do like a strength thing, and actually move him, like, hit him against the wall or something. Not that I want to do that because I already did my actions.
Yeah,
could I have done that?
Absolutely.
And I can move a character that way.
Yes, you can.
And I would have strength advantage on that one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, the lizards.
Lizards.
One's gonna attack the spider.
Oh!
He misses.
Okay.
One's gonna attack the barbarian. He hits. You take 4 piercing. And then he's gonna try to bite. He misses. This one is also gonna throw at the barbarian. He misses. And this one is gonna throw at Folk. He's gonna hit.
4, 7 points
of piercing.
Damn it.
Shit.
What'd you have?
0.
I meant -1.
Gotcha.
Alright. Welcome goes down.
Shane.
Yep. Gotcha.
They just keep good burying each other.
It's like leapfrog.
Yeah.
Is he just like feet just doing a circle and trying to bury each other?
What we need is those helmets, those beer hats. Where you just put a tube in your mouth.
This is awful.
As soon as you're not biting down on a tube, it like shoves good berry down your throat.
What? Huh?
Is it falafel?
It's falafel, awful.
I don't like falafel.
Is there one weakness? Falafels.
Out of curiosity.
Does this race like gold?
Every race likes gold.
Don't fucking kill me, just take this!
You're gonna
I'll suck your dick.
Hitman 2 trick?
I'm gonna try my Hitman trick. I'm gonna try my Hitman trick.
Out of curiosity, if I tried to like...
You're intelligent.
Wrecking ball attack, would that also hurt me? And what kind of damage would it do if I did any? Like if I would like... curled up into a ball and swung down with my web and plowed into a guy? I'm just curious how we would do that. I just thought of it.
Probably be the same amount of hit die damage that
like, do I take damage
him?
And he takes damage and he gets off prone?
Unless you're like swinging with
like,
your feet.
Like, could you imagine if I like went like this, plowed into him, he went flying and like land on the ground, and then I like release my web and went, rah!
That'd be terrible.
Wouldn't that be great?
Like jumping off a swing set after you.
But you don't have any armor.
No.
So I would say you take half as much as he would.
Gotcha. I'm just curious. I don't want to do that. I'm going to grab him and bite him.
Okay.
I think.
He's back.
The thing I would do is knock him towards you guys.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to knock him towards you.
As long as he's prone, that wouldn't be terrible.
I
but
try
he
to
could
keep,
land on top of me.
I want to try to keep at least one guy from attacking you guys, you know?
Yeah.
If I can kill him and move on to someone else, it'd be great too. Let's attempt a grab.
Okay. 19.
With, damn it, 11, 12. All right, let's bite him. 13 plus
that
3, I think
hit.
It is. So 16.
Yep, that hits.
So it's gonna do 4. Ooh, that's 12 for poison damage.
I have to save, right?
Yeah.
9.
It has to be against 11.
So how much poison?
12.
All right. So you bite in. He growls at you, but you see, like his veins extrude and become purple. And his eyes turn purple, and he dies of poison. Or he...
Actually, he falls to 0, he's paralyzed, and he's poisoned for an hour.
Alright, so he's that.
Alright, well, for my move action then, I want to, like, go back up.
Okay.
And then, like, crawl over here.
Okay. Welcome.
Actually, I might go for
these
that save. Guys, because they seem to be the ones that are...
Please God.
Succeed.
Alright. Thane.
I want to put a good berry
in the Thane's mouth.
Malcolm's mouth.
All right, you are at 1. You still have a move action if you want.
Okay. Like, take your fingers and you shove it like wrist deep in my mouth, like plant it in my throat.
Yeah.
It just squeezes the juice.
I mean, you might be able to kill the guy in front of me.
He doesn't have another attack.
He can't attack. That was his action.
Yeah, all he can do is move.
Gotcha.
That's why it sucks.
You can run further.
So the thing they're alternating is keeping each other alive?
You can drag Malcolm's body with you.
The thing, like, they're alternating basically.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I thought about doing the Vow of Enmity again.
You could do that too? No, you can't.
That's a standard action,
yeah.
Right?
Is that an action?
That's a bonus.
I could do a bonus.
Then yes, you can.
And that's a thing.
No. How many of those do you get per encounter? 1, right?
A bonus action?
No.
No, his Vow of Enmity.
Oh. Yeah.
His Channel Divinity.
Yeah. So. I think
it's challenge of
energy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's once per encounter or maybe short rest.
Yeah, I have 2 different things and that's the only bonus one I believe.
Yeah. But it's a challenge of energy which you've already used.
Yeah, okay. Well then I will drag Calvin's body back in the corner.
What's well, I'm just prone. I'm not dead.
No.
What's your Ball. Speed?
My speed.
Yeah. Is 6, right?
30. Yeah.
6. Yeah.
Are you resisting Calvin?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Take
Do
me
you
away.
Resist?
Calgon! Take me away!
I haven't got enough! I'm amateur!
Torque.
Okay, I'll attack the guy in front of me.
Okay.
That is a 19 plus 7.
He dies.
He's dead. Okay, gotcha. All right, I just hit him. Whatever. He's like a one more or something. Okay. Yeah. Fuck.
This guy's dead.
Just leave him there.
Yeah, just leave him. He doesn't affect the combat, right. he's
unconscious.
Yeah, he's still alive.
When's the next guy that's most damaged that I see?
This guy. All
right. Go up. Attack. Nine.
Total?
Yep.
Miss. Lizards. All right, the one directly in front of you attacks. Rolls a 17 versus AC.
Hit.
Sorry, 16.
That's it. Still hit.
16.
You take 3. And the bite is hit as well, and you take 3.
All right,
6 total.
You got a lot of successful rolls behind your little curtain, Rick.
That's how it works. Are you accusing me of lying?
Eric has a lot of successful rolls not behind a curtain.
I've missed.
So what do you mean?
Yeah, I could use like another one of me.
A few. This guy's coming up.
He's we all could, flat. Eric.
I'm sure he could.
Damn. I could just use some of those rolls. The rolls.
You're still in the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
So I'll just crawl. All
right, so miss.
My back hurts
and
too.
And 8. 12 versus AC.
Miss.
It's 2 misses.
Alright.
And that's
well,
all that's left, right?
I have to move
so,
to get one.
Elor.
Eric, do you want me to take the one that's already damaged, or you want me to take the one that's not been damaged?
It's just something. Yeah, it's fine.
The one that is already damaged.
It's already damaged? Okay,
yeah,
so I'm going
to
come
then I can focus on the
yeah,
other.
You want to take one out.
Drop down and do the same thing. Let's attempt to grab here.
Alright, you have a +2 for the flank.
Okay. Damn it. 3, 4, 5, 6.
I win.
All right, I'm just gonna bite him.
Yep, +2.
Can't get these grabs, man. 11, +3, +2, so 5, so 16.
Hits.
All right.
This is the hurt one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's gonna take 5.
Okay.
And then you can save against this.
I saved.
So 5, so half of 5, so 3.
He still stands, but barely.
So it's oh. Faint. Yeah, sorry.
Stand up.
Yep.
I want to Eldritch Blast this guy.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Hey! Alright, so it's as if you did max damage and then roll damage again.
19.
19 damage?
In total?
Yes.
So it's a D10 plus Uncle. Okay.
Sorry, which guy?
This guy.
He's the fresh one, right?
Yeah.
Alright.
He can force damage.
He takes a giant bolt of force into the back and looks real hurt by it, but still stands.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough. Thane.
Hand crossbow.
Okay.
So, damn it!
I'm gonna assume you're shooting at that one.
It doesn't matter.
8.
Miss.
Okay.
Torque.
Well, thank God.
Finish it, Torque.
Thank God I'm here.
Okay, so we got 11 plus 7. 18.
Hits.
8 plus 7.
Dead.
The other one. Fucking 1.
Miss. The lizard.
This last guy, man.
Attacks you. Barbarian misses with the first. Misses with the second. Elor.
Last time, attempt to grab.
Ah, natural 20.
Damn it, Rick. I only rolled like a 9, so.
Dude, fucking 10 more are gonna come out from behind.
15.
You hit.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be.
We're out of good berries.
I thought.
No, he saves.
I still have one good berry.
So yeah, 3 I'm damage. Out.
Okay.
Plus.
You need to do 4.
10, so 5.
Hey. He's dead.
Yay.
Combat over.
I pick up my poison arrow.
You survived. It did not break. So yes, you're able to pick it up.
Well, thanks. I was like, oh, it broke.
He rolled to see what happened.
Yeah, there's a chance that arrows will break.
Guys, thank you for watching D&D this week. Have you been liking the adventure so far? Let us know down in the comments what your favorite part is and what you want to see in the future. Is there a really cool storyline you're really hoping one of us to get to? Let us know what you like down in the comments below. Subscribe. Bye-bye.